Thanks, Angela.
Okay, let's see.
This person wants to know from each of the panelists what their food plan is. Does anybody want to share their food plan? No. Alan?
Just go down and start with her.
Okay.
Yeah, my food plan is for breakfast I have protein and fruit, and then I do have an ounce of a protein mid-morning, and then for lunch I have protein again, vegetables, and sometimes I have a grain, and then for lunch, at mid-afternoon again, an ounce of protein, and then same for dinner, I have protein, vegetables, and that's my food plan.
Thank you.
We must have the same sponsor.
For breakfast, I have protein and a fruit. For lunch, protein, cooked veg, raw veg, biggest and the best. For lunch, I have protein, cooked veg, raw veg, 3 tablespoons of fat, not the little teaspoons, the big tablespoons. Lunch, I get 1 tablespoon of fat. I go through bottles and bottles and bottles of olive oil, and I think I need it. I love it. And I love my food. Every day is Christmas, and that's my food plan.
I was like married up for 27 years, and about 8 months ago, I came home and there's a letter on the sink, and my wife said, "God, Al, I love you. You're wonderful, but goodbye." She went back to her boyfriend. She went in high school. So I have to work out my own food plan, you know, and so it's pretty easy because I learned it through OA. I take it in the morning. I have that superfood by Dr. Schultz. I mix that in pineapple, 2 tablespoons of that, and 8 ounces of pineapple juice, and I have my vitamins. Then for lunch, I have a half of, you know, those cottage cheese, a half a carton cottage cheese, a can of string beans and grapes and pineapple. I got my diet is a B, you know, on the blood diet B, it says cottage cheese and pineapple is really good to take. So I take that's an advantage, they call it. And for dinner, I go to Costco and they have this pre-cooked meat, you know, like pre-cooked roast beef and pre-cooked, oh, I'm really good. I pre-cook that, and then I go to Ralph's and I get the big thing of Caesar salad, you know, not the diet. Forget about diet Caesar salad. I get the Caesar salad with the blue cheese, with the dressing and the croutons and the cheese, and I stir it up in the big can, big tin thing, and I slice up 6 ounces of meat, because the most accurate thing in my house is a weighing scale, is, you know, a food scale. So I put 6 ounces of meat on the food scale, and that's my dinner. That's how I do it.
Thank you. Let's see. Sponsor is my no sugar. Let's see. Could you address the idea that I don't overeat no matter what? Because sometimes I do have mini binges and yet haven't broken my abstinence according to my sponsor, as my abstinence is no sugar, which I haven't had in 7 years. And I have lost 25 pounds and have kept it off for 6 years. So I'm fine with my size and weight, and as is my doctor. Is this okay?
Yeah. Who wants it?
Angela?
Can you go? Oh, man.
You don't want it?
No, it's all right.
This addiction steals your life. It takes everything. And if you've been coming to OA for a long time, and you don't, you're not living the life you love and living it powerfully, then maybe something's not working. I'm not here to tell you what's not working. I'm just saying the abuse can stop right now, right here, today. If binging is a problem, even though you're technically abstinent, it's still a problem. It's part of the disease. This disease stole my entire life. And you don't have to live that way anymore. Thanks.
Oh, just really quick, one of the big things that I learned in Overeaters Anonymous that has really helped me in life is a thing called discipline. And if you're doing, I don't want to make judgments to anybody. I really don't. But you're missing out on the frosting on the cake. You know what I mean? Missing out on the frosting of the cake is, if you're missing out on discipline that you learn here, the discipline, because God, that carries into everything. Easy does it.
Great. This is so good. All right, let me see here. Okay, so we're good. How do you interpret God's will for me in managing your food plan?
Okay, well, I guess that would just be that, you know, I surrendered to this food plan, you know, almost 13 years ago, and it's worked for me, and I'm still surrendered to it today. So, you know, for me, that's God's will. And just to address too quickly, the last question is, for me, and this is just for me, if I were binging, I know my sponsor wouldn't consider me to be abstinent, but that's me, you know. So, because then what's my abstinence if I'm binging? You know, how can binging be part of my abstinence? So, anyway, that's it.
Anyone else about God's will for me in managing your food?
God doesn't care about you.
Yeah. Right. I think that's it. I don't see any other. Okay, Zan, that's all the questions. So, yeah. So we're going to open it up for open sharing, and please thank. Let's thank the panel. Please limit your shares to 3 minutes, and I guess just come on up. Raise your hand and come on up. Right. Who wants to share? Oh, good.
Hi, I'm Cindy, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Cindy.
And I've been a member of this fellowship for 19 and a half years, and I have almost 10 years, I'm just short 1 month of 10 years of continuous abstinence. And what I want to share is, I took the first question and I said, am I at my goal weight? And for the very first time, now I have been abstinent twice. I had a relapse in between. And I have been abstinent in this program for almost 10 years. But for the very first time in this program, I am at my personal goal weight. And part of that, and so I'm celebrating a full 50 pounds weight loss. You know, this is just, but what I wanted to say is, I've always, started off with 3 meals a day, nothing in between, began to recognize my binge foods, eliminated my binge foods, worked with my sponsor, worked the steps, did all of those things. But the one thing I said I would never do when I walked in the doors of this program was to weigh and measure. I said, if you make me get a scale, you know, I'm gone. Because I've tried that. I hated it. It never worked. I always regain my weight. I wouldn't do it. So I'm weighing right at 170 pounds, and I got blessed with the opportunity to work at a high level in service. And so I'm going to World Service, and I'm thinking, I don't look thin enough. I don't look thin enough. This isn't, you know, this isn't what I want. I want something more. But I had tried, you know, controlling my food more. I had asked, I don't know. I just had done the best I could up till then. And so I asked my higher power, would you please, if there's something I'm supposed to change, show me what it is. Okay, I had a friend call me and she told me she started using a weighed and measured food plan. And I said, all kinds of ugly things. Because I thought people that did that particular weighed and measured food plan were nuts. You know, they were restricting. They were those people that thought they knew better than everybody else. And I didn't want anything to do with that. And then, and she happens to be a massage therapist, so I was going over and I got up that morning and I put on my jeans and I couldn't hardly zip my jeans. And I thought, oh my God, I know I didn't gain 10 pounds overnight, but my jeans are so tight. They're so uncomfortable. Well, I went and I was with, she gave me my massage and she said, would you like to have lunch? And I said, sure. And so she served me her food plan. And I ate it and I thought, oh, this isn't so bad. I could do this. So I went home and I said, God, you know, if I'm supposed to do this, give me the courage. And I decided I would try it. And, you know, and I'm still wearing these jeans that are so tight. So, like, the next day I threw them in the laundry. I spilled something on them, and I threw them in the laundry. And I got up, and I went, and I looked in the laundry basket, and there was a clean pair of jeans in there. And I said, honey, did you do the laundry again? And he said, no, but I had a pair of jeans in the laundry. I had been wearing my husband's jeans. My higher power would do anything to get me to pay attention. His jeans are now too big for my butt.
Good story. Who else? Come on up. Anybody? Great. Oh, and Helen would like to know where her pictures are. They're best. Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Fran. I'm a compulsive overeater. Since we're talking about weight loss and length of abstinence and all that stuff, I have 21 plus years of abstinence, and I'm maintaining a 55-pound weight loss. One of the things I want to share, because the topic is how to put the fork down and not what to eat, but how to not overeat. When I came into program, I did not enjoy my food. I didn't experience it. I just shoveled it in, as Al said, to keep the feelings down. And one of the things that God has taught me to do over the years is to really taste and experience my food. And that has helped me to slow down. I put my fork down in between bites, and I really experience my food as I'm eating it. The texture, the taste, the volume, the juiciness, the dryness, whatever it is. And I wanted to share that with you because this is the topic of this, one of the things that has helped me to not overeat for 21 years. And I have changed my food plan over the years, and I have added things and taken things away. Cookies were my binge food of choice, and I have not eaten a cookie in 21 years. I used to eat bags and boxes of them every day. And I have, over the years, not eaten sugar as well. And I appreciate all three of your sharings. They really meant a lot to me. Today, as I was writing, I am at my goal weight, but I am also happy with whatever my body is. I try to be happy with it and not focus on a number. I used to literally get on the scale 4 and 5 times a day when I was dieting, and my mood would go up and down depending on the number. I'm hearing some laughs of understanding. And so I had to learn to be happy with wherever I was. And I went through a divorce after 40 years of marriage, and I didn't break my abstinence, but I sure ate a lot of things that put some weight back on, and I have it back off now. But I've had to be comfortable with wherever God has placed, you know, done with my body and with me in the process. So thank you for letting me share.
Hi, my name is Sharon, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And I wanted to say thank you very much to the panel and to you for doing service, and just how blessed I feel to be here. And I love the questions, and I love workshops because I have difficulty writing. So it's always good when we have to write down something first, you know, or as part of the workshop. And one of the things that is, I am not a friend to numbers. I can say that I also have that liquid food or solid food allergy, and I just realized that all of my life I just went from solid food to liquid food to solid food, and probably did both of them for some time. And that my body, what I was most happy with about is that for the 4 years and 9 months that I've been in OA, that for the first time in my life, my weight has been consistent. And that this is the weight that kind of has been my recovery weight overall in all of my years of recovery. And, you know, in my head, in my mind, am I thin enough? I realized, too, that it's always been a body image thing for me. You know, it's very much about body image and numbers and stuff, so I really, really try. I don't have a scale. If there is a scale anywhere, I torture myself with it, and I have to get on it. So when you go to the doctors, I'm like, you know, I try not to eat. You know, I just, no matter how much recovery I have, all of that crazy stuff is, you know, it's right there on my shoulder. And the other thing is about abstinence is what I love about being in OA and being a newcomer in this 4 years and, you know, 9 months is that it's individual. It's for each one of us to decide what is best with the help of our higher power. For me, through my meetings and through, you know, somebody that helps me with food. And we talked about it today. What I learned today is that I will ask for help and guidance. And, you know, I try, you know, especially if I'm in a difficult place. I've had a lot of grieving this year with my mom's health. And I learned that the best thing that I could do is take care of myself. Now, I knew that in my head, but the program and all of you in it, working, you're my angels through my higher power, have helped me to put myself first, and to then I will be of more service and better service to everybody else. So I'm just very grateful to be here. I am learning and have learned so many wonderful things. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else?
Okay. All right, I'm going to speak because I told myself I was going to speak today, and so this is the time. I'm Christina. I'm bulimic and compulsive overeater.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, and thank you for all of your shares. I really got a lot from it. I came here because I wanted to understand how to not overeat, and I guess I was really, when I was journaling about what would I change about my abstinence, because I am a super avid calorie counter and journaler of all my food, and you know, and I'm also very obsessed with my weight, and I think for me, I just want to know what makes me feel satisfied, and because I, you know, I have a degree in nutrition, and I'm, you know, I know a lot about nutrition, but when it comes to meals, I always want more, and breakfast I'll eat, and then I'll want more, and lunch I want more, and you know, I know how to, I love cooking, and I love eating, but I want to know what makes me feel satisfied, and how not to overeat, and I think the biggest thing, because I live with roommates, I'm not, like, married, I don't live with anybody, I don't really eat with anybody, I eat alone, during dinner time, and so I'm just having a struggle with knowing how to eat and feel satisfied, and I have a secret to share that I was going to share at another meeting, but I have roommates, and they just have junk food all the time, and I don't understand how they can't eat it, because they have it in there for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. I'm like, if it were me, I would eat it in a day, and it would be all gone, and I'm having a hard time not eating their food, and it's really embarrassing, but, you know, and I'll come up with lies about how it happened. Oh, you know, I was pushing in the refrigerator, and it fell on the floor, and I had to throw it away, and, or, you know, it looked rotten, so I just threw it away, and that's not true, I ate it, and, so I really came to this meme because I was like, how not to overeat, how to maintain sanity, and it's not counting calories, it's not writing down your food, it's figuring out what makes you feel good, and then if it makes you feel good, and you're sane, and, you know, then that's good, but for me, it's like, my goal weight was, like, birth weight, that's what, it would be wonderful, but I have to be happy with what I am at right now, so thanks for letting me share.
Keep coming back, right? That's how we learn so much. Who's next? Anybody? Okay, come on.
Hi, everybody. I'm Amy. I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic.
Hi.
And I wanted to share a really cool thing that just happened. Well, I'll get to it. I've been coming back to OA. I've been on and off in OA since, a while. But I came back about a year ago October. And immediately, the binging and purging was lifted. And I've been struggling a little bit with abstinence. I was granted about 2 months of no sugar, no flour, magical gift from God abstinence, and then I let it go. And I'm real resistant to weighing and measuring too, so I'm praying for willingness for that sort of really clean abstinence so that I can get to a point where I can be a contribution and be a sponsor and be an inspiration to people. But I came to one of the things I wanted to do about the birthday party is find a sponsor, because I had a sponsor, and then she just kind of stopped calling me back, and I was okay with it, but I was just going to go around, because I only go to one meeting, and it's a fairly small meeting, and the sponsors that do come to it are not available. So I was just going to collect some numbers and call people and connect with them and see if, you know, I could find a sponsor that way. And just sort of, I put that out in the universe, like declaring, you know, I want to do that. So first person I approached, we just kind of really connected, and she agreed to be my sponsor. So I'm really happy about that. I'm grateful. And let's see, is there anything else I want to share? I, too, am very grateful for the speakers and for the powers that be that put on this great event and that play last night. If anybody saw it, that was just amazing. So I'm really grateful for OA, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nancy, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi.
And thank you all for your shares. I just wanted to share that what's helped me stay abstinent is talking about my food, because I find that when I don't talk about my food, I was bulimic, and I was anorexic, and I binged, and a lot of my disease is secrecy and not telling people what I eat. And lately, I was doing these things, like my abstinence is no sugar or corn chips because I can't eat that food without, I eat. But there's other foods, like I would take, my food plan is 3 meals and 2 snacks. And for a while there was just 1 snack, and somehow I decided that it would be a good idea to have another snack. So some of my snacks turned into grazing. And I would be like, well, I'm going to, eat some carrots. And I would say, well, it's just carrots. And when I eat that way, it makes me crazy. So I talked about it with my sponsor, and I admitted to it, and we talked about it. And once it's out in the light, then I can't really pretend. So the first few days where I was just eating 3 meals and 1 contained snack, I thought I was going to pass out. Like, I'm not trying to be ridiculous. That's the way I felt, because all the feelings started coming up. And my life, as a result of this program, is wonderful. But I've never been in a nice relationship. I've never been a homeowner. I've never done all these things. And I wasn't really getting in touch with all of that. I was just starting to eat snacks. And I'm grateful that that is past. And last week, when my head told me it would be a good idea to get popcorn, it came up with this great idea, like, it's time to grocery shop. And I went and I got a bag of popcorn, and I can't really eat popcorn anymore. And I brought it into the house, and I was like, Nancy, don't eat this popcorn. It's not on your plan. Don't eat this popcorn. But like, oh, but I just want to look at it. I just want to look at it. And fortunately, my boyfriend called me at the time. He said, what are you doing right now? And I was like, because, it's all about secrecy, right? And I said, well, actually, I'm in front of this bag of popcorn. And he's normal. He doesn't even get it. He's like, well, just eat it with moderation. I was like, I can't eat this with moderation. So I threw the bag of popcorn away. I threw it away, and that's part of the recoiling. Sugar, I recoil. For the most part, I recoil from, total binging the way I used to binge. And I'm so grateful that I recoiled from it. And that I was honest about it, and that today I can stand up here and be like, oh, I didn't have to, because I didn't want to eat it, but there was something in me that said, eat, come on, don't you want to eat it? And it was like, so I'm grateful for this program, because I wouldn't have been able to do it. Thank you.
Hi, Talene, compulsive overeater. I just want to thank you guys for your share. It's been great. I've only been in program for about 3 months, and it's my first birthday, so I was really excited. I want to share that I had 30 days of abstinence, but I broke it. But at the same time, I think I feel like it's a part of the program. Because I'm learning. I'm still learning, and that's what this program is about. Everybody that I talk to, we all try to be perfectionists, and that's the mentality that I want to get away from. And I cannot be any more grateful for my OA friends. My sponsor, my OA friends, they are keeping me sane at this moment when all I want to do is just get in my cocoon and not talk to anybody. I don't reach out to my normal friends anymore because they don't understand that I just want to stay home. They want to go party and they want me to go along, and I can't really do that in recovery right now. So right now I'm hanging on to all of you guys. all of my OA friends, because, you know, it's really hard after a binge to pick up that phone and call someone, or to pick up the phone and say what you just did. That's something that I'm not used to, because, you know, like somebody else said, it's a life of secrecy, and up until this program, that's what it was. Last week I was able to tell my parents. That's not something that was ever an option for me, because I was just living in secrecy. But I sat down and I told them, and I've noticed that, you know, when my mom puts out food, when she puts out little pastries and all that, the other day I caught my dad putting it away. You know, and to me that's like, that would have never happened without program. I would have never told them, and I would have just kept living the way that I'm living. But thank God I found program, and I feel at home with everybody here, and I just wanted to extend that gratitude. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Judy. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I was really debating about getting up, because I'm very torn with a lot of emotions about things. I've gotten a lot from being here, a lot of renewed commitment and leaning into what we're all about here. I've been in the program 35 years. I'm maintaining a 70-pound weight loss. I have a lovely, wonderful life, and I'm very grateful. I just want to say that, you know, abstinence and this program are a blessing, a state of grace. And what I do is I go to meetings, I follow direction, and I do what I need to in order for that grace to shower on me. And I felt I needed to say that, because sometimes in these kind of workshops, I get the impression that we're giving the message that it's something we do. And in my case, my 35 years have been a very imperfect abstinence. I have good days and bad days, mostly good. But there are some bad times. I don't count days, and I don't declare stuff. Because, you know, I came here because I couldn't stop binging and being an obese, suffering person. And I got that grace from you. And so I guess what I want to say is, like, what I do is I put myself in the situation so that through osmosis I can get it. But it's not something that I do. Because I would have done it quite differently and not had the great life that I have right now. So I liked, you know, so much I heard here that discipline. I remember I liked that so much. I heard a lady say, "I'm defined by my disciplines." And I like that phrase. And I love when I have those days. I love when I'm in that place. But I just want to say, I want to see everybody stay here for 35 years like I have. So that means when there's a bad day, that's not a reason to say I'm not in program and I'm not on this path. It's just how it seems to go. At least that's my case. So I encourage myself to keep coming back. Thanks.
Okay, is that it? Thank you, everybody. All right. So it is now time to end our workshop. Help me thank our speakers and all of you also, all the great care. And now we need a volunteer to read the St. Francis prayer. Anybody? Thank you.
Hi again, I'm Amy, compulsive overeater and believer. Prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, may I bring love.
that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light, that where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek to comfort rather than be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds. It is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying that one awakens to eternal life.
May I have a volunteer to lead us in the Serenity Prayer? Thank you. Do we circle up or just...
Yeah.
Okay. Go down. Oh, they're coming.